headed to earthquake, snow and storm. You sure curious to find out what I'm going. You possess a great charm, cause you keep me calm. Time get cold, but you keep me warm. With me in a Jamaica, Europa, Uncle Sam. From dusk till dawn, night till morn, woman, are you and won't turn me on. You're my yes and my no, my I and my low. You're my stop and
you are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, dear listeners. It is Wednesday, February 25th, and you are tuned in to Asian Wave 101 live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. And hopefully you enjoyed listening to that broadcast from the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Hopefully you are a little more encouraged to maybe go abroad if you're still a student, or maybe consider doing an exchange somewhere else. I hear it's a great experience. Because unfortunately, I don't know from firsthand experience. First off, I have to say, 恭喜发财, 새해복많이받으세요. It's Happy Lunar New Year. It's the year of the goat. 恭喜恭喜. Last week, on February 19th, it was officially the start of the year of the goat, based on the lunar calendar. Unfortunately, last week, it slipped my mind that it was the Lunar New Year, and I missed an opportunity to do a special New Year program. But since it is past already, it's not really right to celebrate something late. But I do want to start us off with something a little bit festive. So I've lined up a special New Year song and by the one and only Andy Lau. So anyone with any familiarity with Chinese pop culture will know this name. Hong Kong superstar, actor, singer, he does everything and he's been around for ages and he is quite well known for his New Year songs. The song I have today is quite simply, really, it's called 恭喜发财, which is the greeting we use in Mandarin when we see people at New Year. And fair warning though, this song is unbelievably cheesy. Which is cool, because for us Chinese people, Lunar New Year is the only time we will ever willingly bust out such corny songs. But it's really simple. It's about wishing prosperity to all the listeners and also taking the New Year to become a new you. That's actually something we say at Lunar New Year. Always be positive, always looking to improve. So let's check it out right now. Andy Lau, 恭喜发财.
笑口常开，用心把爱去灌溉，明天的我们更厉害。我主宰世界的舞台，跑得比那黑人更快，岁岁年年出人才。大摇大摆，乐天替你消灾，恭喜发财，要喊得够豪迈。
That was Andy Lau with 恭喜发财, and now you know what I mean when I say that it was the cheesiest thing possible. And, you know, as a result, you got to admit, this song would be incredibly popular among mice. But it is, it's a fairly old song, and he performed this specifically on the yearly New Year Gala in China. It wasn't meant for any other real purpose, but that's cool because Andy does have some good songs. He is a pop star because that's actually how he got his start in the music, in the industry. He was started off as a musician, as a performer, and then he transitioned into acting, the movies, the television, and all that. One of the most renowned stars in Chinese media history, so you can check him out if you want to, and you might have actually seen him in a couple of movies. Next up, though, I have a song by Korean girl group Sistar. It's called I Swear, and it was released on a special EP composed mostly of remixes to some of their other songs. But it's a very bright, very fun song. It's perfect for the summer, not really what we have going on right now, but I suppose it can reflect kind of our desire for the nicer weather to grace the city. It's actually a very sweet song. It's the girls swearing to the ones they love that they are truly the perfect significant others and the ones for them. Very sweet, summery song. Let's listen to this, and I hope that we can finally see some sunshine here in the future. That's Sistar, I Swear, coming up next. Sistar, I swear, giving us the first taste of summer. Again, not really the best for what we have here, but they are a good group. Their music is easy on the ears, so definitely check out some more of their stuff and look forward to their next comeback. But to kind of keep this celebratory mood going for the Lunar New Year, I have a song that is just simply a party time feel-good song, and it's by Double JC, a.k.a. JJCC, Jackie Chan Chan, a.k.a. the K-pop group that Jackie Chan produced. The song is called Fire, which was released not too long ago as a digital single, and it's just a real fun party song. It's real catchy, real fun. It's just one of those go crazy and dance tracks. There's actually some lyrics in the first verse that says get drunk to this song. So now come Lunar New Year, it's just a huge party. Yeah, for all those who celebrate it, it's just good time with the family, good food, good company. And I'm not ashamed to say that during Lunar New Year, it's mandatory to get at least some alcohol in your system. So to continue with the celebratory mood and keeping with the good vibes we have right now, the obligatory party song to rein in the Lunar New Year to celebrate with kind of this upbeat, just positive and feel-good vibe, JJCC with Fire coming up next.
Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We are back here on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, you heard JJCC Double JC Fire, this week's party song, all about having a good time and just letting loose and enjoying the moment. Again, a point of interest is that they are produced and managed by Jackie Chan and his Korean management company. The quality of their songs really has improved since their debut, and it's songs like this, ones that are just fun and up-tempo, those are the ones that keep people interested. Moving on, I have a song from a very renowned Chinese singer named Na Ying, also known as Natasha Na. She has been active in the Chinese pop industry for a very long time, and she is regarded as one of the best singers in Chinese history. She has sold more than 10 million albums over her career, and she actually took a rather long break from 2002 to 2011 to focus on her family life and raising her kids. She has since made her return, and from 2012, she has been one of the judges on China's version of The Voice. You can check her out on that program, making jokes, just being laid back, mentoring these hopeful young singers, and it's a good time. So, and she definitely knows what she is talking about, a person of her status. And the song I have from her today is from back in the day, from back in 1995, actually. And the song is called Bai Tian Bu Dong Ye De Hei, which translates to The Day Does Not Understand the Night. It's a rock-influenced ballad, and the idea behind the song is that in her relationship, her partner just doesn't seem to understand the hurt. They have no real close connection. He just doesn't seem to quite get her heart, and it's like the difference between night and day. And the reason I picked this song is because she made an appearance at this year's New Year Gala, which was broadcasted in China by CCTV. Again, she is a very good singer, very highly regarded, and it's about time that I played one of her songs. So Na Ying, the day does not understand the night, coming right up, and after we have our special Canadian Artist of the Week.
True. Thank you.
That was Na Ying with The Night Does Not Understand, the Day Does Not Understand the Night. I don't know why I keep getting that wrong. I don't know what's wrong with me. But anyway, and right after that was Gentleman's Vibe with Cuffing Season. Gentleman's Vibe, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo. Great music. And the reason why I picked this song is that you'll notice that the song was called Cuffing Season. And I was thinking, because previously I mentioned a little over, I'd say around 2 months ago, that here, right now, cuffing season is kind of where it's the coldest months of the year, where people who would normally rather be single find themselves wanting to be in committed relationships. And I got to thinking, because one of my friends, cuffing season kind of worked out for him because he's in a relationship right now and he was single before. So I figured, why not? Let's celebrate the possibility of finding love during the cold months of the year, because they're about to end, and let's celebrate it with a song that's just called Cuffing Season. So, you know, as you can see, that was a rather bad joke, but hey, that's what I do. I'm a radio host. Anyway, the song was originally released as a single, and now you can find it on their brand new EP, Bayside, which was released just a few days ago. Bayside being B-A-E-S-I-D-E. So Bay as in, oh, hey, Bay, look at that. She's looking, look, the hottest Bays are here. Something like that. So you can go and check it out. You can find it on their SoundCloud, their iTunes, their own website, gmvmusic.com. Go and check them out. Solid group, solid music. Anyway, now is the time of the year, of the week, where we check out some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian entertainment news. So first off, I figured I would mention this because last week was the Lunar New Year. I thought I'd talk about the CCTV New Year Gala. Now, new stats are coming in, and they are suggesting that 1 in 3 people in China tuned in to the CCTV Spring Festival Gala. And combined with online views, it is estimated that around 30% of China's population, or around 450 million people, sat down to watch this year's event. But that's not considering the 189 different channels that carried the event live across China and even around the world. 10 different foreign broadcasters carried the gala this year. So combine however many viewers that had, put it on top of the number that's already existing, we're probably getting closer maybe to 750 million, maybe even 800 million. And this year, the gala was marked by appearances by Andy Lau, who we heard earlier, Karen Mok, another renowned singer, Na Ying, and Li Yuchun. This year was one of the biggest affairs with all the viewership combined to make for one of the biggest totals that they've ever seen. However, it's being reported that the ratings this year were actually not as high as expected. But I think the fact that if events such as this, that more and more places are taking an interest, kind of really speaks to the rise of just the celebration of Lunar New Year around the world, how people are thinking, oh, this is something different. This is a part of human history as well. And the fact that this is the single biggest televised event in China, more people are interested in it, more people are watching it. This really speaks to kind of the rise of Chinese pop culture as well, because these celebrities, they're kind of the highlights of the entire program. And the fact that people are interested in that, people want to see them, that really says a lot about that. So hopefully for Asian pop culture, not just China, this will be kind of the way up, nowhere to go except up, and hopefully everyone gets the little piece of that success. Next up from Korea, though, Korean girl group GI, aka Global Icon, made a long-awaited comeback, but it has taken a bad turn as it has been revealed that two of the members have either sued or are in the process of suing their label. It has now been reported that the agency has been preparing countersuits against members Wonkit and Autumn. Through a press release, their label has stated, "When the content we have invested so much into falls apart, the company itself is faced with the danger of going out of business. That is the reality of a small agency like us. We also believe that it goes against logic, in brackets, for the members to ask for the contract to be terminated one-sidedly without taking any sort of responsibility. They have stated that the members are in clear violation of their contract for one-sidedly demanding to leave the group only 2 years into their agreed-upon term. Their label has also stated they are entering a countersuit with Autumn and are preparing to file one against Wonkit. A rep for the label told another media outlet that they are in the process of recruiting new members to join the remainder of the group to create a five-member unit and begin comeback promotions within the first half of the year. Due to the current disputes, the label has no plans immediately to promote their new song Echo, which was reportedly recorded over a year ago with all the original members. Now, contract disputes seems to be a recurring theme for Korean pop in the past year, the biggest one being the issue with EXO, Chris, and then later Luhan, leaving the group. And then, of course, the issue with Girls' Generation, Jessica, leaving the group. My apologies, not leaving the group. It was a dispute of some kind, and it's been confirmed she was pushed out of the group. And it just seems to be snowballing for whatever reason. But we don't have the full story out yet. We haven't actually heard anything from the members on why they want to leave, so I'm going to keep you updated on that, and we'll keep an eye on this story as it develops. But hopefully they can settle this amicably. Both sides can benefit from this, and hopefully GI will be back with more great music in the future. And that will actually do it, very quick this week, that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week where we cover some more stories, some more headlines that are coming out of the Asian entertainment world. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere, guys. Stick around.
CITR's annual fundraiser kicks off this February 26th at UBC's Pit Pub. Is CITR your favorite radio station? Do you feel an intense desire to support its continuing mission to provide alternative programming that you literally will not hear anywhere else? Maybe you answered yes. Or maybe you just like to get wild and listen to good music. Either way, this event promises to provide all that and more. Featuring Ace Martins, Atsy, Tits and Bread, Listening Party, and student DJs between bands. Admission is $5 or $3 for CITR members and club affiliates. All proceeds go towards CITR's 2015 fund drive, running from February 26th to March 6th. Of some symptom.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Back here on Asian Wave 101, and as I said earlier, we have more music here on the show. Now, the next group that I have lined up for you is a Korean girl group, and they're called Mamamoo. Now, I'm not too sure what the meaning of that name is, but just bear with me here. The song that I have from them is called Piano Man, and the thing about this song is it's actually very, really quite new. They are still a rookie group. They debuted in around mid-2014. They had released some kind of, I guess you could call them pre-release tracks to kind of showcase their abilities as a group, and they officially made their debut with Mr. Ambiguous in June of 2014. This song is called Piano Man, and it's from an EP of the exact same name, Piano Man. And the thing about this group is that all of them have such distinctive vocal colors, have such distinctive voices. They're a very accomplished vocal group, and their debut was called one of the best of 2014. And this song, it's got a certain vibe to it. I'm not too sure how to describe it. It's not retro. It's got a very old school feeling, like it's something that you would hear at a lounge or a pub in maybe the 1940s, maybe the 1950s. It's got a very old sound, but it's very good. It shows off their voices extremely well, and this is a good group. I am definitely a fan of them, so I'm going to give you this chance to kind of check out their song, Piano Man, Mamamoo, coming up next.
Have a man.
That was Mamamoo with Piano Man, one of the best rookie groups of 2014, and one of the most interesting songs I've ever heard from the Korean pop industry. This song is definitely stand out amongst other girl groups, and it's also cool to hear a group where all the members are accomplished vocalists, and for once, the inserted rap breakdown wasn't cringe-inducing. So I do recommend checking out this group. They got some really good songs, and if you're a fan of R&B, you'll want to check out their song that they did with Korean R&B singer Bumkey, another pretty cool track. So definitely go and check them out. So you, of course, listeners out there, dear listeners, you know me by now. I'm a great lover of R&B music. And the next artist I've lined up is a newcomer to the mandopop industry known as Wu Zixian. The song I have from him today is called Don't Cry, and it's a contemporary R&B song. It's got a very modern feel to it, and it's quite self-explanatory. It's called Don't Cry. What do you think he's singing about, eh? And his voice, it's very light, and it's very youthful. It's a typical, I guess you could say, it's a typical male voice for kind of young adults, but it's got a certain strength to it that you can't really describe, and that I don't really know how to put words to. It's got a very distinct charm to it, and, you know, he's fresh in the industry, and he's definitely got some room for improvement, but I can see him definitely going far. So let's check it out right now. Some contemporary R&B for all the smooth music groove lovers. Don't Cry by Wu Zixian.
Don't cry. 心在倒带，回忆在作怪，要如何去释怀？后自言自语的对白，心中的疲态就像是无赖，不肯承认失败。天真无邪的小孩，没有来得及去明白，到底什么是爱，怎变成互相伤害，被迫接受着安排，总是有太多无奈，只能哭个痛快。那些悲哀常在被坚强取代，抱着我也学会忍耐，然后带着刺离开。
Tears now, all dry. Put them back, my pride. Dedication and faith together combined. I am a top man, refined. It's time to shine.
那些悲哀正在被坚强取代，我终于学会忍耐，然后带着刺离开。那些阴霾正在被寂寞掩埋，要让它慢慢腐败，就当作是场意外。
That was Wu Zixian with Don't Cry off his debut album. Very good song, actually. I like his singing voice. As I said, it's got a certain strength to it, a certain distinct color, I guess you could say. It is a good track, but I think the one thing that it could have done without is that that rap bridge that he did. He did it in English, which to me is not a big deal because I can at least understand it. But I always find it strange how certain artists who don't really speak English as their native language insist on doing something like that. I mean, I had the same gripes with the Korean boy band Beast and their rapper insisting on doing a whole bunch of raps in English on their song Good Luck. But I suppose this is just a phase and it'll probably pass with time as well. Everything's a fade, everything's a fad, everything's a trend, so I don't know. But as I said, Wu Zixian, a lot of potential, so you definitely want to keep an eye on him. And we're going to move on now, continuing with this current R&B vibe that I've already set up here. And the next song I have for you is from two of Korea's best R&B artists, Zion T and Crush, collaborating for a track called 그냥, which just, you could also call it Just. Their voices blend perfectly on this track. Zion T's lighter, kind of higher tone, and Crush's huskier and stronger vocals combine for a great, great harmony. And this song, it isn't flashy, and it isn't all in your face. It's very restrained. It's not a little bit darker, but it's a little melancholy. And it's just two great vocalists getting together to sing a song. And it's cool to hear their sound, because Korean hip-hop, it was inspired by American hip-hop, and it's become kind of its own little thing. The artists have molded something that was totally new to them and turned it into their own sound. And Korean R&B is like that too. It's not really as dynamic as some American R&B songs can get, but it's softer and it features more chime and keyboard sounds. And I actually really like sounds like that because I think that's kind of what R&B is to me. It's just soft, cool songs that you can mellow out, that you can chill to. And, you know, sometimes it can be abrasive, sometimes it could be a little more up-tempo, but it's kind of the smooth and the softness and kind of just the groove, the overall groove of R&B that really drew me to it. And Zion T and Crush definitely do R&B well. So let's check that out now. Zion T and Crush, 그냥, Just, coming up next.
내가 안쓰러워 사라질까 걱정 말고 그냥 지나가면 돼요.
바라지도 않아 초라해지기 싫어서 yeah. 나 먼저 그 자리에 일어서 yeah. 머뭇거리지만 나 진짜 괜찮아 아무 말 말고 뒤돌아서서 걸어가 yeah.
Zion T and Crush with Just. Very smooth, very groovy, two of Korea's best R&B talent. And it just combines for such a good musical experience, you know. As I mentioned, that Korean R&B has kind of become its own thing as well. I think a lot of genres, or at least just hip-hop and R&B, when it's done in by these Korean artists, it's not an exact copy of their American counterparts. It's actually become its own thing. And I really like that because I keep saying it, I'm a big R&B fan, I'm a big hip-hop head as well, and I love discovering kind of these new artists and these new sounds, and it's a good experience all around, so I definitely recommend that you go and check them out. Zion T and Crush, they're indie artists, and here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, we love supporting indie talent and musicians that are kind of doing it on their own, doing their own thing, doing the music that they want to do, and just go out, show them some love, and check out their music. It's just good music, you know? Now, we've reached the kind of the last bit of the day, but before I get into the final song that I've lined up for you today, there are a few things that I want to mention. And you have already know by now that today it was just me in the studio. And the reason for that being is that Michelle, unfortunately, has to step away from Asian Wave 101, step away from the co-host chair and kind of deal with some of her other commitments that she has going on for her right now. You know, I tried convincing her to stay, but at the same time, at the end of the day, this is kind of, it's her decision to make, it's her call, and we just got to sit back and kind of just respect her decision, or at least I have to respect, it's her call, I have to respect that. But definitely, Michelle, if you're listening right now, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule even just for the hour, coming in here and just chilling, talking about some music with me. It was fun. And of course, I've mentioned a few times that having a co-host is something that I really want to do. So don't worry, guys. It's just for the next little while, for the perceivable and foreseeable future, that I will be here on my own. So it'll be like old times for a little bit. But hopefully that'll change soon enough. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that here at CITR 101.9 FM, we are getting ready to launch our annual fund drive, our yearly fundraising event, where we try to gather some money to support the station, to keep it going. And this year, I have to take part of this as well. So for those of you who are interested, please do check out the fund drive page on CITR.ca for some more information, and you can fill out a pledge form. You can kind of ask, find some additional information on how to donate, and actually you can get some information on swag if you donate certain amounts of money. You can get a hold of some of the stuff that we are ready to give out here at the station. I'll give some more information at a later date, but for now, do check out CITR.ca, and if you are donating, please do. I urge you to support independent radio, to support a local radio station, to kind of really just keep the programming that we have here alive, because stations like this, they're rare. And the fact that we are able to do this, it's an outlet for self-expression for everyone that does kind of a program here. So support that. And yeah, more information to come. Now, the last song I have for you is by a very famous Chinese singer called Li Yuchun, also known as Chris Lee. And she got her start in the industry by taking part of the Supergirl competition in 2005. Coincidentally, that was the same year that the second and third place contestants of that show competed, her second and third place contestants, I should say, coincidentally, are Bibi Zhou, Zhou Bichang, and Zhang Liangying, also known as Jane Zhang, three of the biggest young ladies and who are singing and just doing their thing in China right now. So it was kind of cool that one year, so like a whole bunch of great stars just came out of that show. And anyway, the song that I have for you today is called Shu Xiu, which I can't really translate that, because this thing, Shu Xiu, is actually specifically, it's a type of embroidery that you can find from in the Sichuan province of China. And this song is actually, I don't want to say strange, but it's a little bit convoluted, you could say. It's actually very, very metaphorical, very philosophical. It's hard to dissect. I'll give you an example here. The lyrics, essentially, for a portion of the song, it actually kind of translates into kind of each needle stroke in the embroidery, you hurt someone, and kind of every time you see you, there's someone, there's every single time a new lifetime is open, there's someone there waiting for you. Like I said, the translation is a little off, and I'm not sure how to kind of approach this, but it is a love song. I will say that it is a love song, and and there's another part of the lyrics that says, the moon shines endlessly on people who are parting ways, as if to say the moon will always shine on people who are leaving each other. I'm not too sure how to interpret this at all, really, but I chose this song because Li Yuchun was one of the singers, one of the performers on this year's, on 2015's CCTV Chinese New Year Gala. And she performed this exact song, and it's actually a very good song. It's ballady, and the interesting about it is that it's actually got insane amounts of traditional Chinese elements mixed into the song. It's got a bit of a modern pop beat to it, but it's combined with plenty of traditional Chinese instruments. So we're going to play out with that. And of course, don't forget, if you have any requests for me at all, do send them to asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news and you want to get a discussion going, I want to hear from you. Send it to asianwave101@gmail.com. And of course, afterwards, it is your weekly arts report. They're coming in here to talk about some artsy stuff. That will do it for me this week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'll see you next time. And Li Yuchun with Shu Xiu to play us out. Bye, guys.
晨三月雨纷纷，四月绣花针，羽毛扇摇着千军阵，金盾裁几寸，看铁马踏冰河，丝线风韶华红尘千丈等，山水一程，风雪再一程。黄竹筝五月花叶深，六月杏花村，黄素手青丝万千根，姻缘多一分。等残阳照孤影，牡丹染铜樽，满城牧笛声。一人一梦望君踏归程，君可见刺绣每一针，有人为你疼。君可见牡丹开一生，有人为你等。江河入海奔，万物为谁春，明月照不尽离别人。君可见刺绣有一针，有人为你疼。君可见夏雨秋风，有人为你等。翠竹泣墨痕，锦书画不成，清针一线绣不尽鸳鸯枕。此生笑傲风月瘦如刀，催人老，来世与君暮暮又朝朝，多逍遥。芙蓉城三月雨纷纷，四月绣花针，羽毛扇摇着千军阵，锦缎裁几寸，看铁马踏冰河，丝线风韶华红尘千丈等，山水一程，冰雪再一程。红竹针五月花叶深，六月杏花村，红素手青丝万千根，姻缘多一分。等残阳照孤影，牡丹染铜樽，满城牧笛声。一人一梦望君踏归程，君可见刺绣每一针，有人为你疼。君可见牡丹开一生，有人为你等。江河入海奔，万物为谁春，明月照不尽离别人。君可见刺绣有一针，有人为你疼。君可见夏雨秋风，有人为你等。翠竹泣墨痕，锦书画不成，清针一线绣不尽鸳鸯枕。遥知柔魄尽千万针，杜鹃啼血声。芙蓉花数过尽缤纷，转眼成归程。战歌送离人，行人欲断魂，浓情蜜意此话当真。君可见刺绣每一针，有人为你疼。君可见牡丹开一生，有人为你等。江河入海奔，万物为谁春，明月照不尽绣不尽鸳鸯枕。翠竹泣墨痕，锦书画不成，清针一线绣不尽鸳鸯。
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you